Any questions? We travel tomorrow.
I guess just how's the focus been this week?
Good.
The games, you know, yeah. It's nice to hire here.
I think, look, the players understand it. And, you know, the schedule as it falls just fell on Sunday to Sunday. And so it allows you to remain on what you're used to. But we've had a good week of work and getting ready to go. Excited.
A little extra rest. Do you think that's good when you play maybe the late game on Sunday to get?
I think all of it is when you know you're playing a team maybe to come off of a bye. You know, we talked about recovery this week a lot and you know getting everyone up to speed. You know, having just played a hard physical game.
Do you ever find, I don't know, you probably research numbers on this, but I mean, is there anything to the team coming off a bye, maybe starting sluggish?
I think each team's different. I think, listen, I go back to 09. We had the bye, and we sat starters, and you know, there was a lot of concern. We had lost three games in a row and then played real well against Arizona. I think it can vary. I mean, obviously, your goal is to get in the playoffs. Your goal is to secure the best seed you possibly can. And then it gets to that point where then you focus on the things you control, you know, and so that's really what we've done.
From a coaching standpoint, have you changed your approach at all just to, I guess, connect with a younger team this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're constantly changing as teachers. And, you know, I give these guys a hard time. There's a lot of young players on this team. And so the communication, how we teach and, you know, how we motivate, all those things, you got to be creative, and we've definitely done that.
Where do you come up with ideas for
them? I just come up with them. I don't know. I steal them. Coaches have them. Other assistants have them. I think it's you think about things a lot, you know, just how to get a point across. And I think that's our job as teachers.
Is that going to keep you young when you have?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's it's one of the best parts about the job, you know, that, you know, we're kind of in a bubble here a little bit. We're not, you know, coaches, you know, we're here late and here early. So, but you're around players that are, you know, that want to work. And, yeah, I definitely would say that's one of the best parts about the job.
Why do the home teams seem to have so much success in this round? What makes it so difficult for the visitor to win in the divisional round?
Well, the very simple explanation would be the home team earned that position and they earned it playing good football. And so you would start there. You know, you come off a bye, the other team just played. I mean, you do your studies 10 years back, 15 years back, and the key is to be playing good football this time of the year. And certainly they are.
I know the weather doesn't affect the game because it's indoors. Does it impact anything you do Saturday? Curfew, just because you don't want guys going down to sub-zero temperatures?
No, I mean, we always have a curfew anyway, and we have meetings, and so, you know, I think typically guys will grab a bite to eat when we, you know, get there, but the schedule is pretty much set, and it's never been an issue, you know, as far as guys going out.
Coach, 2 weeks of evaluation with John Kuhn, how's he looking?
He's doing well. Listen, you know, he had that time where, you know, he kind of met with us on offense and scouting and then back with us on offense. And then I was giving him a hard time today after about a week of 2 a.m. in the mornings meetings. He couldn't wait to get the uniform back on. And but he's doing well and he's in good shape and is a big part of this team. All right, thanks.